Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Hare Krishna. Today we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 11, The Transcendental Qualities of Vritasura. Text 21st. Aham samadaya mano yatahanaha. Sankarsanastacharana ravinde. Fadvajraram kolulita gramya pasho. Gatim muneyami apavita loka. Aham samadhaya manoyatahanaha. Sankarsanastacharanaravinde. Fadvajraram kolulita gramya pasho. Gatim muneyami apavidha loka. Aham samadhaya mano yatahanaha. Sankarsanastat charanaravinde. Padvajraram kolulita gramya pasho. Gatim muneyami apavida loka. Aham samadaya mano yatahanaha. Sankarsanastacharanaravinde. Padvajraram kolulita gramya pasho. Gatim muneyami apavita loka. Aham samadaya mano yatahanaha. Sankarsanastacharanaravinde. Padvajraram kolulita gramya pasho. Gatim muneyami apavida loka. Aham samadhaya mano yadahanaha. Sankarsanastacharanaravinde. Padvajraram kolulita gramya pasho. Gatim muneyami apavida loka. Matajis. Aham samadaya mano yatahanaha. Sankarsanastacharanaravinde. Padvajraram kolulita gramya pasho. Gatim muneyami apavida loka. Aham samadaya mano yatahanaha. Sankarsanastacharanaravinde. Padvajraram kolulita gramya pasho. Gatim muneyami apavida loka. Word by word translation. Aham.
Aham.
I.
I.
Samadaya. Fixing firmly. Manaha. The mind. Yatha. Just as. Aha. Said. Naha. Our. Sankarsanaha. Lord Sankarsan. Tat Charanara Aravinda. At his lotus feet. Tvaj Vajra. Of your thunderbolt. Ramhaha. By the forts. Lulita. Torn. Gramya. Of material attachment. Pashaha. The rope. Gatim. The destination. Munaha. Of Narada Muni and other devotees. Yami. I shall achieve. Apavidha. Giving up. Lokaha. This material world. When one desires all kinds of impermanent things. Translation. By the force of your thunderbolt, I shall be freed of material bondage and shall give up this body and this world of material desires. Fixing my mind upon the lotus feet of Lord Sankarsan, I shall attain the destination of such great sages as Narada Muni, just as Lord Sankarsan has said. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The words Aham Samadhaya Manaha indicate that the most important duty at the time of death is to concentrate one's mind. If one can fix his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, Vishnu, Sankarsan, or any Vishnumurti, his life will be successful. To be killed while fixing his mind at the lotus feet of Sankarsan, Vritasrura asked Indra to release his Vajra, or thunderbolt. He was destined to be killed by the thunderbolt given by Lord Vishnu. There was no question of its being baffled. Therefore, Vritasrura requested Indra to release the thunderbolt immediately, and he prepared himself by fixing his mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. A devotee is always ready to give up his material body, which is described herein as Gramya Pasha, the robe of material attachment. The body is not at all good. It is simply a cause of bondage to the material world. Unfortunately, even though the body is destined for destruction, fools and rascals invest all their faith in the body and are never eager to return home. Back to Godhead. I will read one more time. Translation. By the force of your thunderbolt, I shall be freed of material bondage and shall give up this body and this world of material desires, fixing my mind upon the lotus feet of Lord Sankarsan. I shall attain the destination of such great sages as Narada Muni, just as Lord Sankarsan has said. Om Gyanati Virandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namaskar Samyamudhu. Vanchi Kalpata Vipyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaya Vachvaita Gitanam Bhavanyadhyo Vaishnava Vinam. At the end of Satya Yuga, at the beginning of Treta Yuga, the great fight begins between demigods and demons. And afraid of unconquerable demigods, demons run away from the battle, leaving Vritrasura, their commander-in-chief, to fight for himself. Vritrasura, seeing this, was quite disappointed, and he started to instruct demons of importance of fighting and dying in the battlefield. Also, Vritrasura rebuked the demigods for killing the demons from behind. Angry Vritasura took his club and threw it at the Vritasura. Vritasura was very angry, so he took his trident and trembled earth, so he frightened the demigods. Then Indra took his club and beat up the elephant of Indra, so much that the elephant in distress was pushed away and fell with the Indra on his back. And now Indra was quite morose and very doubtful. Actually, he didn't know what to do, and he was like shocked and silent. And Vishvana Chakravati Thakur in his commentary to this verse said that that time Indra was thinking that Vritasura will cheat him again, and he will make this thunderbolt useless by his powers, and he will attack him again. And we know that this thunderbolt was empowered by the strength of Dadichi austerities, and it was made by the order of Lord Vishnu. But anyhow, Indra had this doubt in his heart. So in this shloka, Vritasura says that this is not his desire at all to kill Indra. On the contrary, he wants to be killed by Indra, and he wants to fix his mind of Lord Sankarsan lotus feet and attain the perfection of the yogis. And here we have Sanskrit words in our verse, Gatim Mune, which Srila Prabhupada translates as the destination of such great sages as Narada Muni. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says himself, what is the destination of great yogis? Mam upetya puna janma dukhalayam ashashvatam napnuvanti mahatmanah samsidim paramam gata. So, after attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this material world, which is temporary and full of misery, but they, because they attain the highest perfection. So how to achieve this higher perfection? Srila Prabhupada, in the first two sentences in his purport, says, the words Aham Samadhaya Manaha indicate that the most important duty at the time of death is to concentrate one's mind. If one can fix his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, Vishnu, Sankarsan, or any Vishnu Murti, his life will be successful. And same statement we can find in Bhagavad Gita when Krishna says, Antakale chamame vasmaram mukva kale varam yat prayati samad bhava yatinastyatrasam sayaha. That whoever after and the end of his life, with his body remembering me alone, attains my nature, of this there is no doubt. And then in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that actually the word this transcendental planet, this destination of great devotees, is avyakta, unmanifested, and akshara, and fallible, and is Paramgati, which is perfect destination, and is far beyond our material vision, and it is the destination of the great devotees. And actually, the remembering Krishna at the end of life is possible only for those who practice Krishna consciousness throughout their life. So that's why it's very important to practice Krishna consciousness from the very beginning of our life. Because if someone wants to achieve success at the end of his life, he has to remember Krishna. And this remembrance of Krishna is an essential point. And whole Srimad Bhagavatam was told by Sukadeva Goswami to King Parikshit in answer to his question, what one has to do at the end of his life, how to prepare ourselves for that. And our Srila Prabhupada said that our life is actually preparation for the final exam, which is death. And Prabhupada said that human life is made for, it's meant for making the ultimate solution to the problem of life, which are birth, death, disease, and old age. But people in general, they are covered by the material nature and they forget completely about our self-realization, about self. And they are being conquered by ignorance, and they in vain search the permanent solution of living here in this material world, which is completely impossible, because this world is temporary and everything here is temporary as well. And that's why the ultimate solution to the problem of life is coming back home, back to Godhead. And we can see that how Srila Prabhupada was very generous. He was very willing to share. He was very sharing. He went at age of about 70 to the Western countries. He wrote so many literature to share this knowledge about our destination, about solution to the problem of life. And we can see that even first goal of ISKCON is to systematically propagate the spiritual knowledge at the society at large and educate all people in the spiritual techniques, so the imbalance of the value in this material world will be little, that there will be no more imbalance in this material world. And here, in today's purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, a devotee is always ready to give up his material body. And one of the examples of such a devotee who is ready to give up his material body is King Kulashekhar, who prays to Lord, Krishna Tvadiya Padapankaja Panjarantna Adyeva me vishatomana sarajahamsa prana pranaya samayeka favata pita kanto varadana vidos maranam kutaste. He says, oh my Lord, now I am quite healthy. I am able to think about you. So now I can actually concentrate my mind on your lotus feet. So, please let me die now, so it will be easy for me to remember you, and who knows, you know, if I will wait for my natural death, everyone knows that there are so many distraction at that time. The bodily function undisturbed and throat is choked up. So how I can actually chant your holy name? And how I can be able to remember you at that moment? So please, let me die now. So my devotional service, practice of this devotional service, will be perfect. And here in this prayer, actually King Kulashekar addressed very practical difficulty which we will meet at the point of death. Because it's very crucial that at the end of the life, we have to concentrate our mind on Krishna, we have to remember Krishna, but at the same time, our bodily function will be distracted. Our bodily and our mental function will be distracted. And Srila Prabhupada said that the death occurs at the moment when it's such a pain that the soul cannot live any longer in the body. And this is paradox, because we supposed to remember Krishna at that very moment. We have to concentrate our mind on Krishna, but at the same time we face the biggest destruction, big pain. So King Kulashekar said, okay, better to leave body now. So this statement of Srila Prabhupada, the devotee is always ready to give up his material body, and the prayers of King Kulashekar actually can be very easily misled. People can mislead this, because it doesn't mean that we have to now just leave our body. No, because we are not ready actually to remember Krishna. We have to purify. We have to have so much time to actually do it. Purify our senses, to attach ourselves to Krishna, to love Krishna. And it also doesn't mean, King Kulashekar doesn't give up his body, but he prays to the Lord, if you want, you take my body now. It's not that he wants to commit suicide or something like that. We know this is forbidden in Shastra. And after this act, someone can become a ghost. And it's horrible. Like anything. But also, it doesn't mean that we have to neglect our body. Because our body is the temple of Lord Vishnu. That's why we put every day tilaks on our body. We have Tusi beads. And there is a nice story connected with Tusi beads. Srila Prabhupada said that we wear Tusi beads like the pet dog has a collar, that we have Tusi beads. So Yamaduta, Yamaraj and Yamaduta will see us and he will know, oh, they are dogs of Krishna, God's pets. So they will avoid us. And also, we have to take care of our body, of our health. Srila Prabhupada said many times, first health, then sadhana, then service. And this body is actually instrument for Krishna service. And we have to also remember that this body doesn't belong to us. It's not our body. It's Krishna's body. And we remember the story when Sanatana Goswami, his body was full of wounds, and he was thinking, no, this, my body is useless, I cannot do anything with this body. So he had idea that he will jump in front of the chariot of Lord Jagannath in Jagannath Puri during Radha Yatra. But of course Lord Gauranga knows everything, so he stopped him, he embraced him, and he told, no, this is my body, not yours, I will decide. So same, Krishna will decide of our body also. So better to leave it for him. He will decide. And even Srila Prabhupada, in the beginning of ISKCON, in US. He was very sick. And the mission was not so much complete that time. So he asked his disciples to pray to Krishna for his health and his life, as Krishna desires so, so he can continue this preaching mission. But still we have this dilemma, yeah? How we can remember Krishna when it's very difficult at the time of the death. So in Sri Ishopanishad, Mantra 17, devotee is praying to Lord. He has he made a request at the time of death. Please, my Lord, kindly remember whatever I done for you. And Srila Prabhupada in this purport to this mantra inform us that actually Krishna doesn't have to be even reminded about this, because Krishna is witness in our heart. So he remembers what service and we do for him, and how much we love him, or we don't love him yet enough. And also Prabhupada said that Krishna even desire more than we do that we come back home, back to Krishna. So Krishna will remind us. But however, we have to mold our life in such a way that we will remember Krishna, because this remembrance of Krishna is very essential at the point of death. And in this is actually Krishna consciousness, to remember Krishna. And Padma Purana recommends that somehow or other we have to remember Vishnu and never forget him under any circumstances. So we can see that this is actually the basic principle for us. Always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. So while preparing for this class, I note some of the connection which trigger my remembrance of Krishna in day-to-day life. So of course, living in Holy Dham, I try as much as possible to stay in Holy Dham in Mayapur, because it's very easy to remember Krishna. Everything here reminds us about Krishna. We have beautiful deities, we have association, community of wonderful devotees, we have festivals all the time, throughout the year. And whenever I go, I see devotees wearing tilak, sari, dhoti. It reminds me about Krishna. And I can hear devotee chanting japa, doing some bhajan, or doing harinam. And even if I stay at home, I can hear still bhajans going on by my neighbors, who sing very beautifully. And here in Mayapur we have Mother Ganga. So we can look at Mother Ganga and we remember that she comes from the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Tulasi Devi grows here abundantly, and I used to see leaves every day for worshipping deities, for offering for Krishna throughout the day. And whenever I see lotus flower here, I remember the description of Krishna. Krishna's face is lotus face. Krishna's eyes, lotus eyes. Krishna's feet, lotus feet. And here in Mayapur we have Parijata flowers. And whenever I see them, I remember this beautiful story, how Krishna brought Parijata tree from heavenly planets here to our earth for Satyabhama. And here also in Mayapur we have beautiful kadamba trees with beautiful kadambas, which are favorite flowers of Krishna. So even If we are not in holy dham, we can easily remember Krishna by tasting prasadam, by following our daily sadhana. These nine processes of devotional service, and it's written that even one process is doing nicely is enough. But of course, in our state, maybe we cannot do it once so much, so we try all of them in our daily sadhana, by chanting holy name, by worshipping deities, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, by reading Srila Prabhupada books, by wake up morning time. And Srila Prabhupada said that if someone lives in mood of goodness and thinks of Krishna, it will be easy for him to remember Krishna at the death. And Srila Prabhupada said also that by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So by chanting during one's lifetime, we will get perfection of Krishna consciousness at the end of our life. And whenever I drink water, I try to remember that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I am the taste of the water. Whenever I see cows, I remember that Krishna loves them so much. Go, Brahmanya, first cow. And when I see something beautiful in the nature, I remember that, oh, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, but this beautiful thing, what you see here, is just but a spark of my beauty. So whenever I see sun, I remember Krishna's eye is a sun. And also Krishna says, I am light of the sun and the moon. And whenever it's wind and I look at the grass, I remember that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, without my will, even blade of the grass doesn't move. And I like to put posters around my house with some inspirational quotes of Srila Prabhupada, some beautiful picture of Krishna, just to remind me about Krishna. And of course, we have to be thankful to Krishna for life, because life comes from life, from Krishna, life itself. And Krishna is still with us all the time in our heart. And when obstacle comes, I try to remember Srila Prabhupada when he said that when obstacle arise in the devotee life, one's supposed to just think of Krishna and expect his mercy, but because this is only solace for the devotee. And by doing this, during the life, Krishna will help us to remember him at the end of life. And Srila Prabhupada said also that it's nice to read Krishna book every day, so we can have Krishna conscious dreams at night, as Krishna book is a window to a spiritual world. Thank you. Some question?
Hare Krishna, thank you, Madhuri, for giving the practical ways to remember Krishna all the time. But you mentioned in beginning of class that Vritasura attained the perfection attained by the yogis by remembering the lotus feet of Krishna. But he is a devotee. So for him, the perfection attained by the yogi was not aspired, or he was not aspiring for that, because devotee, they want to serve Lord personally. So can you clear it?
Because the word here in this Srimad Bhagavatam Sanskrit word is Gati Mune. In this Mune, we can translate. It's many meanings of this word. This is yogi, great yogi, devotee, sage. So this is like technical point. But actually, he wanted to get the destination of Narada Muni, and we know that Narada Muni is greatest devotee. In one sense, he also is a yogi because we practice bhakti yoga, so it's yogi, the best of yogis. Yes?
You mentioned that at the time of death, the voice is choked up. And one of the most important processes is chanting of the holy name. So is it not possible to remember Lord at time of death by chanting his holy names in that case?
Prabhupada said that actually everything then depends on Krishna. If he wants us to remember, we will remember. We know that forgetfulness and remembrance comes from Krishna. But if devotee is practicing all his life, at the end of the life, it's some problem, like technical problem with body, so Krishna will remind us that it was in this prayer in Sri Ishopanisha that Prabhupada said that Krishna doesn't have to be reminded of our service because he remembers. He is in our heart and he knows what we desire and what we need, so Krishna will help us. Definitely, if we are sincere, Krishna will help us. But also, Prabhupada said that to remember Krishna can be, it's only for pure devotees actually, and even if someone will fail, so we have guarantee next good life as a devotee as well, to continue to purify our desire. But our bhakti yoga, our effort will never perish, like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. So if we will not finish, so we will have to come back again. But also Prabhupada said that, first he told to devotees that you have to 100% be Krishna conscious. And devotee were, wow, so maybe 90%. And devotee, so Prabhupada stopped on 75 and he told, but not less, and I have key for the back door to the spiritual world. So this is our hope. Yes?
Thank you. Prabhupada, in that particular incident that you just spoke about, Prabhupada said, all you have to do is hold onto my dhoti and I will take you back.
Yeah, so remember dhoti of Srila Prabhupada. Remember Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada and Krishna. This is our door, our way, our path.
Yes. And I just wanted to say, you mentioned that when Prabhupada was having a health crisis, we were all praying to Krishna to please make Prabhupada well. We actually had a formal prayer that we round the world we will recite, and if my memory serves me correctly, it was, if in case anyone's interested, it was, my dear Lord Krishna, if it is your desire, please make Srila Prabhupada well. And we would recite that, pray that all the time, in front of the deities, wherever we were, we would be constantly saying this prayer, my dear Lord Krishna, if it is your desire, please make Srila Prabhupada well. I thought maybe you might
thank
like
you
to
so
know
much
that.
My dad. So beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Hare Krishna Mataji, thank you for your class. So you give nice tips how to remember Krishna in Mayapur. If you can give the same tips for when we are not in Mayapur.
I said that whenever we are not in Mayapur, not in Holidham, by doing our sadhana, daily sadhana, by following devotional service, by chanting Hare Krishna, by worshipping deities, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, by study Srila Prabhupada book, we can do whatever. We can see beauty everywhere, the nature beauty, and remember Krishna. We can drink water and remember Krishna. So, yeah, we can see cows, we can see devotees, maybe less than in Mayapur, but always is hope everywhere. Prabhupada said that actually the temples, wherever there are deities worship, it's not ordinary place, this is Vaikuntha, this is holy place. So Prabhupada, that's why he told every devotee, Grihastha especially, to have deities at home, worship deities, so you make the home Vaikuntha. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was singing in his songs that I worship you and I engage all my family in worshiping you, and I can see that my home, it's no ordinary home anymore, this is Vaikuntha. So Prabhupada wanted us also to make our home, wherever we are, Vaikuntha, spiritual place, by our devotional activities.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much for so encouraging talk today. Thank you. I have some question. I feel Krishna consciousness movement. So if you don't do service like actively, meaning you do some service at the temple or you do like sankirtan, so that the people can see and you're doing something, you're using your body for cooking and things like that. But for example, because of health, sometimes you're pushing too much and you cannot do. But can we do something more inactive service? Is that equal to the active service? Or what the Krishna would think if you don't really actively don't do sankirtan, or you're reading book, or I don't know, making friends with other people, preaching, but subtle?
Yeah.
So
Srila Prabhupada wrote in Nectar of Devotion that bhakti is so powerful that even if we cannot do it with our bodies, we can think. This is meditation. In the pages of Nectar of Devotion is written under the meditation of Lord Krishna. And there is a story that there was a brahmana from South India, very poor. But he had this desire to serve Krishna. And he heard that you can also meditate on Krishna, on his life, and serve him in your mind, if you cannot do in any other way. So he started practice this. He started to worship Krishna in his mind. And one day he achieved success. He was cooking in his mind everything. He was cooking sweet rice. And then offered to Krishna. But he was not so much satisfied because he was thinking, I think this sweet rice is too hot. I put too early. I didn't cool down. So he put his finger in the sweet rice and he got burned. And that time, Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna in spiritual world was smiling and Lakshmi was going on, and he told about this brahmana, and actually the plane from spiritual world came down to take brahmana because he achieved success. So actually only thing what is important for bhakti is our desire. If we have desire, nothing can stop us for doing bhakti. And Prabhupada said the best way to be also sincere. But desire, this willingness, loliam in Nectar of Devotion is written loliam, the word greediness for Krishna. It's only thing what it requires. Thank you. Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.